What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's Wednesday, the 6th, March. You know what I'm saying? I said all told y'all that was March the 6th, Wednesday. I'm sorry. 2019. The time right now is 10 o'clock p.m. I got a lot of stories that I want to tap into. What you were just listening to was Love Wounds. It's an instrumental by Shiloh Dynasty. It came out in 2017. It's called Sex and Cigarettes and Sex. And I like it. It's 2 minutes long, but I didn't play all. I just want to give you a little taste of interludes. You know what I'm saying? Wanted to try something different. But let's just get into it. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say, hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a wonderful and blessed, you know, week so far. You know, it's almost Friday. Don't fret. We got to turn that clock back or four, whatever. You know, I get those confused. I think it's on Saturday they want us to turn that clock back. But, yeah, let's, you know, some things has been going on in the world that I really want to tap into. And one story caught my eye on my Facebook, you know what I'm saying? And it's in Brooklyn, New York, over a 40-ounce water bottle that looks like a malt liquor bottle, you know what I'm saying? So it's a company that came out with a 40-ounce bottle that simulates a 40-ounce, basically. And you know, people are upset about it, which, I mean, I can kind of understand it because, you know, kids think everything is cool in the world and stuff like that. And we got to teach our kids, you know what I'm saying, we can't allow to bring negativity into the neighborhoods as it is. So, let me read this article to you. It's that was the outrage of a Brooklyn resident are calling a marketing ploy to sell spring water in a 40-ounce container that looks like malt liquor bottles. And an upstarted company founded by a Hollywood actor in hot water with Nacha activists after selling H2O in bottles shaped like Coke 45, Old English, and private stock beverages, historically targeting the generation of young black people in the neighborhood, basically. And I get it. Everything is culture now. Everything is hip. These youngsters, they don't have respect for nothing. They don't have respect for nobody but themselves. These young cats that's out here that's getting these record deals like Kodak Black, Baby Blueface, and different people. Different people that disrespect the culture, like they really don't have no respect for nothing. So these are targeted. So this 40 ounce water bottle is targeting in the black community. You're not gonna see that in the suburbs. You're not gonna see that in Sheep's Head Bay. You're not gonna see that in, you know, Long Island, where the Italians and different people mingle at. You're not gonna see that shit straight up and down. They know who to target. And if this is a black Hollywood actor, I hope it's not. I hope it's not. Because this is really fucked up. We're living in a world where we're dealing with so much racism every day that we walk out of this. Every day we go out to work, every day we got to wake up to, are we going to get pulled over by the cops? Are the cops going to discriminate? Are they going to, you know, judge me on the car I drive? You know, my husband, I hate this car. I'm going to just tell you. Our car got repoed, like, a few months back, like last year, let's put it like that, last year, 2018 got repo. We had a Kia Soul. That's a cute little cutesy car, whatever. It's friendly, you know. When you see that car, you look at, oh, okay, there you were. But here in Georgia, my husband decided it's a good running car. Went to a buy here, pay here place. We needed a car quick, fast, in a hurry. We got a Marquise, you know what I'm saying? A Grand Marquise Mercury. And that's a hood car. It's like cops, you know what I'm saying? They are so judgmental. And when a black man, if you're not a white old lady or white old man driving a Grand Marquise, a Mercury Marquise, then you are a threat to society. You know what I'm saying? They judge you on that stuff because we turn everything into something popular when we get stuff. We put swag on everything that we do. And it's not my fault that we can make things popping and popular, you know what I'm saying? So I really hope that this story, I hope that it's not somebody that's black and got some sense, that's not trying to feed off the African American low income residents of Brooklyn, or just put this, like, I know it's cute, it might have been funny, I thought it would have been a good idea, but just imagine if a child is outside with that, just, you know, drinking it, putting it in a bag and drinking it, and then, you know, I can't find the right word, but you know what I'm trying to say. They profile in New York. So, you know, you got these young kids that's 13, 14 years old thinking it's cool to walk around with a 40-ounce in a bag and making it seem like they're drinking, and a cop pull up on it. What is that in the bag? Da, 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 da. It just starts the whole thing. So I just hope in this story that there's no, you know, I hope that there's no, you know, black people involved in it. And if it is, you need your ass kicked, okay? Alrighty, so I want to talk about R. Kelly. Yes, I want to talk about R. Kelly because he's been in the news. And I hate that R. Kelly, I hate, you know, the Pied Piper or whatever he want to call himself. I really hate that this is his happening because I ain't never seen R. Kelly act like this. So when Gayle's sitting there and poised and interviewing him, and he's saying that we, you know, at first I'm not saying I didn't believe it, because I know R. Kelly is a man at the end of the day, and I do believe that he was in that videotape back in the day. I do believe that he does like young women, and I do believe that he has a problem. But I do also believe there's some fabrications and stories, because I don't know if you a couple of weeks ago or last week or so, these two young ladies gave their lawyer, that famous lawyer, a picture of them taking picture with LL Cool J. She's holding up in a press conference like that's R. Kelly. So they had made this lady look stupid, you know what I'm saying? By saying that these women was victims of R. Kelly. So, you know, everybody's trying to, some people you got to be careful with is trying to ride this gravy train. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get something out of it. Like this Michael Jackson story, Leaving Neverland on HBO, the document. I am very upset about this because I don't care what nobody say. I don't give a fuck. I don't believe Michael Jackson did that. I don't care what nobody said. I don't believe that Michael Jackson did that, because the two guys that they talking about that got molested by Michael Jackson recant their stories back in the day, said that they were pressured to confess that Michael Jackson molested them. And then now they want to say, oh, now that I got kids. You know what? I don't believe it. Let that man rest in peace. Because R. Kelly, it's just kind of funny how R. Kelly, this came out now and somebody wanted to make a story about Michael Jackson being a molester. I don't believe it. So you can scratch that. You can move on. Bye, boo. I don't believe it. So let that be it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even having it. I'm not even trying to hear it. You know what I'm saying about Michael? I'm sorry. I'm just not trying to hear it. So, moving on. Okay, Wendy Williams is back, finally. I think she came back Monday, I want to say. I think she came back. Wendy Williams, she gets on my nerves because she's always in everybody else's goddamn business, and she wants to sit on, she want to get a comeback on TV and make it seem like, oh, me and my husband Kevin, you know, we this and this and we going up and down, I love that man and this and this, and then she showed an old picture back when they first got together. I don't want to hear that. You just gonna put up with the put up because you ain't nobody else checking for you. Best believe it, ain't nobody checking for Wendy like that. So she gonna put up with the put up, and he ain't let her know, look, this is what it's gonna be, and she gonna put up with it. She don't want to be embarrassed. So I really don't give a damn about Whitney and her situation, because she always calling people out on their shit all the time, and I don't give a fuck. Okay, moving on. In Black Ecstasy, we have a black owner who has taken on, this is a, like, I'm going to just tell you like this. Let me start over. Black people are making moves now. You know what I'm saying? And the only thing about this, I'm not trying to diminish the story or whatever the case may be, but a black-owned beauty supply store opened up in Nashville and brought in $50,000 in their first 3 hours. And that's wonderful. And I hope, because I've been in black beauty supply stores and they don't have everything like the Koreans have. They don't have all, you know, the good prices. Some stuff be jacked up and they always say, well, you know, I can't, you know, my, I can't do this for this and this and that. So I hope that this is something good, and I hope that we continue to build a brand. I hope, because we need a beauty supply store over here. And I feel like they letting us in. They opening that door, letting us in that market. It's hard. We support it. We are a $1 billion investment. Black people by themselves is investing in hair products and beauty supplies. And we are the ones. You don't see white people in beauty supply stores. And if you do, you see one that look lost. And when they do go in there, they look really, really damn lost. If they ain't, they stores are Sally. Sally is their store, or those little hair places that are for salon owners to go in and purchase certain specialties. White people do not go in beauty supply stores. And if you catch one in there, like I said, they go in and they look very lost. They look overwhelmed. They don't know what to say, who to ask. And then, you know, Koreans, they just, you buy, oh, this is good. They go quick to get that dollar. So, you know what I'm saying? So, congratulations on that. Moving on. Like, I'm retracting back to a rapper, Kodak Black. He disrespected Lil Wayne in the club over the weekend, I think a couple of days ago. And he was very disrespectful to Lil Wayne, talking about, I wish you would have never been born. You should have died as a baby. All that type of stuff. See, these young niggas are so disrespectful. So disrespectful. Lil Wayne is a GOAT, and I love Lil Wayne. He just had this, even though he had his trials, Lil Wayne is, I love his aura about him. He's just a laid back dude. He don't fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? These little niggas that's out here, these Instagram thought niggas that made it with these little 1-2 liners in their songs. You know what I'm saying? People don't rap like they used to rap. So I don't find it entertaining at all. So Regina, his daughter, you know, she went to Instagram. You got new rappers needing to start giving props and respects to the GOAT. My father don't bother nobody. He won't even react to what was said. This man be in his own world, so leave him the fuck alone. You picked the night he didn't go to live to say that. You bold, LOL. You know what I'm saying? I hate these new little niggas. Okay, I get it. I feel that's her dad. She gonna step up and say what she gotta say. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna have nobody disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? Had nobody disrespect nobody that I love. You know, my dad full of shit, though. But anyway, moving on. Good for you, Renee. Oh, my God. Now, I want to talk about this. This story caught my eye. A guy saying he drinks his own urine. Okay? The man said he feels healthier, happier, and smarter for downing 34 ounces of pee a day. Now, y'all wondering, we white people do crazy shit like this all the time, but this is a brother, and he lives somewhere in Norwegian or somewhere, and he's guzzling down piss. This is I just, you know what? It is what it is. That's just some nasty shit. And I don't give a damn if it can make me sprout fucking wings. I'm not drinking no fucking piss that come out my ass, okay? Sorry. I'm not doing it. I don't give a damn. And I just hope that he, oh my God. And I feel bad for the woman that's kissing this man in his mouth. Okay, they got something going on in the news. It was the other day. All right, so they got this story that Will Smith is supposed to be playing, portraying Serena Williams' father, Richard Williams in an upcoming movie. And people are talking about colorism matters, you know, because Will Smith is not dark skinned like Serena's father is. He's handsome, and they feel like I'm pretty sure that they can find somebody to play him. You know who I'm thinking about who can play him? Samuel Jackson. I think Samuel L. Jackson would do an awesome fucking job in that. I really do. I really, really, really do. Samuel Jackson. I mean, you know, at least he black. At least they ain't get no white man or no Mexican man or no Spanish man play as a black man like they usually do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think sometimes people be reaching a little bit. Acting is acting, no matter who it is. I feel like sometimes they need to work on trying to get people closely to the person that they're portraying. But if a person do good, they do good. I mean, hopefully Will Smith can do good in this upcoming movie. Let me see. Is there anything else I want to speak about? I just want to say, I need some sponsorships, okay? So I want to make a little bit of money doing this. I do one day want to have my own podcast. I do appreciate Anchor for setting the platform for people like myself. So I just want to say thank you and good night, and I hope you enjoyed my commentary on my little news reporting. Thank you and have a wonderful week. Coco out. What up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Well, today, I know it's been a while since I recorded something, but I've been busy working and trying to maintain this diet, this new lifestyle that they like to call, the doctors like to call. It's a new lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I had some hit and misses. I had some trials and some errors. And I just, you know, when I went back to work on March the 11th, I was greeted with so much love, you guys. I was greeted with so much love. And you know, it made me feel so awesome. But, you know, my husband had to say, did they throw you a party? Did they give you cars? I mean, it's not about that sometimes. I go off of energy, me personally. Because if somebody, you know, want to do something for you, they're going to do it. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But anyway, my journey, I've lost, you guys, since my surgery was January the 28th. And I've lost 45 pounds. I say limbo land, you know how that weight goes up and down. But I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I lost 45 pounds. And, you know, like I said, this is for people who are thinking about getting weight loss surgery. The ugly, the good, the bad, I'm gonna keep it real with you because nobody kept it real with me. And you can go on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying there's no people out on YouTube that's gonna tell you, But I'm going to just tell you like this. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you start venturing into eating food. It is hard because certain things will not agree with you. And I think on purpose, I think the doctors, this is just my opinion. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the doctors make your pouch a little bit smaller so your ass will not fuck up. Okay? Just keep it a funky with you. Okay? Because I thought that I can celebrate, you know, my victory of losing the weight. I went to this place in College Park. It's called Crab Pot. It's all located off of Old National next door to Grown Folks. If you ever in Atlanta and you go to College Park or Old National, area code 30349. I think that you should try. They have seafood that's really good. They have neck bones. They have like seasoned that food. It's a Florida style type place or whatever. And my ass was, you know, crazy. I went crazy. I went like a crazy woman. I was like, I'm going to give me some neck bones seasoned with the garlic butter. I give me some potatoes. Oh, I can eat the potatoes. The meat is really tender. They fall off the bone meat. I can eat that. That can go down this beautiful throat of mine. And I won't have an issue. No, not lies. Okay. So, that people that are familiar with dumping or anything like that. Oh my God. When I tell you, like I said, I'm still learning. You know, we all as human beings, we eat, talk, swallow. We probably take one bite and you swallowing food and you taking the next bite without even getting half of the other food down your throat. That's how it would happen. I was so excited. I didn't, you know, take my time. And then this is the second thing. Once I start eating, I start getting nauseous. So I forgot to take my nauseous medicine. I started getting nauseous, started eating it. Felt like I was about to throw up. So I had to slow it down. Then after that, I started eating it. Then it started going into my system. And it was like, I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I hated everything there is to know about food. I did not want. I was like about to cry. I was telling my husband, I don't ever want to eat food again. This ain't fair. I hate this. I got to make myself throw up because it's killing me. My stomach is hurting very bad. It felt like I just was just like, and I felt like I only took a few bites. So I set my tray of crab legs to the side. I'm like, I'm eating this shit tomorrow. Now the crab legs and shrimp, I can eat that. I don't know why, but I can eat that. But I don't know what happened. Like, really, yo, I do not know what happened. It's like, if that was it. It's like, you know, my issue is that the doctor tell you to drink at least 64 ounces of water. And I drink water all day. I drink water to the point where my stomach is full and I'm like, it's hurting. That's how much water I drink. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I try not. Now you gotta be careful because I was pre-diabetic I was a diabetic, and you know what I'm saying, and your symptoms tend to diminish a little bit because you're not putting as much sugar and different things into your body, but you still have to watch that because I was on an icy rampage. I was just like things that I just felt like if I can't have this, then I can have that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, trial and error, you're going to go through it until you get this shit right because it's not a game. You're not going to be able to eat the things that you want to do. You know, you're not going to be able to eat the things that you love. You're not going to be able to have the things that you want. Like pasta. I tried pasta. It didn't work for me. Can't eat that. Even though it's soft, I can't eat it. It's just too much. It swells up in, you know, pasta, bread. It swells up into the stomach and it's not a good thing. It could clog your stomach up and that, you don't want that. So I have not eaten any bread. I'm pleasantly shocked and surprised, but I have not tapped into that. But I do snack on chips here and there. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I still see a fat girl. I still see this person, you know, that, you know, my husband tell me like, babe, you losing weight. People at work, you losing weight. I can see any effects. I can see it here. I can do this. And my clothes is falling off. My uniform is falling off of me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm happy and I'm excited. But at the same time, it's like I still got this goal that I'm trying to reach. And I'm like, I'm scared I'm gonna fuck up. You know, I'm scared. I'm really scared. But I have people at my job that cheer me on, that make me feel wonderful, make me feel blessed. And I'm happy about that. I'm so happy about that, because it's hard to find people that genuinely like you and genuinely, you know, they're sincere about things that they really are genuinely sincere about. Like, for instance, my thing of it is that I'm learning now that this is a new path for me. I don't want nobody that can't add value to my life. I don't want nobody like that. I mean, I want to be able to add value to your life, even if it's just that I'm joking and playing with you and we cool and I can make you laugh and you can talk to me about anything. I want to be that type of person. I don't want to be a type of person that can't add value to your life. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm getting off subject, but it's a young lady that I work with, and, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things about her, and, you know, when I used to work for this company in the past, I used to kind of, like, just keep my distance, and I kept my distance because of what people had said, and I said, you know what, when she came into our building, our location, it was like, oh, here you go, this and this and that. So guess what I did? I said, you know what, I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see how she is. And lo and behold, you know, I've heard certain things that she said about me and different things, but I'm going to be cordial with her. I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to be evil. I separated myself from her. Hi, bye, hey, girl, what's up? Mm-hmm, boop, boop, you know, keep it moving. I'm not finna play the fake with you. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, when you go through a journey like this, you want to have positive people in your life. Like I told y'all before in the other episodes, that I didn't even tell my family. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell them because negative Nellies. You know, the first soonest you get into an argument with your little fat little sister that didn't lose weight, who's struggling with her weight, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, oh, the reason why you was able to lose weight is because you had that surgery. If you didn't have that surgery, you wouldn't have been able to lose weight. True indeed. That's why I had the fucking surgery. See? Okay. Now, boom. Who you thought you was blowing up? Exactly. But, I just wanted to tap in with my listeners, and I just want to say I appreciate to the few people that do listen to me every day or every once in a while. I appreciate it because I really want to do this one day, and this helps me practice. This helps me do what I have to do to get to that next level. So as long as y'all keep listening and hitting me up, I appreciate the love and support. So, you know, if you have a friend or, you know, somebody in your family that's thinking about, you know, having surgery, you know, you can send me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But I got about 90 some more pounds to go to get to the ideal weight that I want to get to. So I'm just truly blessed to have a husband that loves me unconditionally, love me for my flaws and all, you know. So as that's been said, I know I probably didn't speak too much on a lot of things, but as far as the weight loss surgery, I'm just telling you that you're gonna have doubts. You're gonna go through a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. So if you're getting this surgery for all the wrong reasons, it's not gonna be the way you want it to be. If you don't have a support system like a husband that's gonna support you, that's not gonna say negative things to you, like, why are you getting this surgery? Why this? And no matter how, like, I think a lot of older men say that to their wives, especially ones that's like in their 50s and 60s, you know, and they used to a certain condition. They don't want to lose what they got. So if you're getting a surgery, get it for your health. Don't get it for because you want to be a bad bitch in the summer. Okay? So, this is Coco Red. I'm signing off. I appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate everything, you know, that Anchor has provided for everybody out here, because, I mean, hey, it's hard to get a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, Anchor has provided that for us, and you get a little change if you get your advertisement going and different things like that. So, hey, just keep going, and this is Coco Red signing off. I'll speak to you next time. Peace out.
up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Well, today, I know it's been a while since I recorded something, but I've been busy working and trying to maintain this diet, this new lifestyle that they like to call, the doctors like to call. It's a new lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I had some hit and misses. I had some trials and some errors. And I just, you know, when I went back to work on March the 11th, I was greeted with so much love, you guys. I was greeted with so much love. And you know, it made me feel so awesome. But, you know, my husband had said, did they throw you a party? Did they give you cars? I mean, it's not about that sometimes. I go off of energy, me personally. Because if somebody, you know, want to do something for you, they're going to do it. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But anyway, my journey, I've lost, you guys, since my surgery was January the 28th. And I've lost 45 pounds. I say limbo land, you know how the weight goes up and down, but I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I lost 45 pounds. And, you know, like I said, this is for people who are thinking about getting weight loss surgery. The ugly, the good, the bad, I'm going to keep it real with you because nobody kept it real with me. And you can go on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying there's no people out on YouTube that's going to tell you, but I'm going to just tell you like this. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you start venturing into eating food. It is hard because certain things will not agree with you. And I think on purpose, I think the doctors, this is just my opinion. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the doctors make your pouch a little bit smaller so your ass will not fuck up. Okay? Just keep it a funky with you. Okay? Because I thought that I can celebrate, you know, my victory of losing the weight. I went to this place in College Park. It's called Crab Pot. It's all located off of Old National next door to Grown Folks. If you ever in Atlanta and you go to College Park or Old National, area code 30349. I think that you should try. They have seafood that's really good. They have neck bones. They have like seasoned that floor. It's a Florida style type place or whatever. And my ass was, you know, crazy. I went crazy. I went like a crazy woman. I was like, I'm going to give me some neck bones seasoned with the garlic butter. I give me some potatoes. Oh, I can eat the potatoes. The meat is really tender. They fall off the bone meat. I can eat that. That can go down this beautiful throat of mine. And I won't have an issue. No, not lies. Okay. So, that people that are familiar with dumping or anything like that. Oh my God. When I tell you, like I said, I'm still learning. You know, we all as human beings, we eat, talk, swallow. We probably take one bite and you swallowing food and you taking the next bite without even getting half of the other food down your throat. That's how it would happen. I was so excited. I didn't, you know, take my time. And then this is the second thing. Once I start eating, I start getting nauseous. So I forgot to take my nauseous medicine. I start getting nauseous, started eating it. Felt like I was about to throw up. So I had to slow it down. Then after that, I started eating and then it started going into my system and it was like, I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I hated everything there is to know about food. I did not want, I was like about to cry. I was telling my husband, I don't ever want to eat food again. This ain't fair. I hate this. I got to make myself throw up because it's killing me. My stomach is hurting very bad. It felt like I just was just like, and I felt like I only took a few bites. So I set my tray of crab legs to the side. I'm like, I'm eating this shit tomorrow. Now the crab legs and shrimp, I can eat that. I don't know why, but I can eat that. But I don't know what happened. Like, really, yo, I do not know what happened. It's like, if that was it. It's like, you know, my issue is that they doctors tell you to drink at least 64 ounces of water. And I drink water all day. I drink water to the point where my stomach is full and I'm like, it's hurting. That's how much water I drink. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I try not. Now, you got to be careful because I was pre-diabetic. I was a diabetic and you know what I'm saying? And your symptoms tend to diminish a little bit because you're not putting as much sugar and different things into your body. But you still have to watch that because I was on an icy rampage. I was just like things that I just felt like if I can't have this, then I can have that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, trial and error, you're going to go through it until you get this shit right because it's not a game. You're not going to be able to eat the things that you want to do, you know, and you're not going to be able to eat the things that you love. You're not going to be able to have the things that you want. Like pasta. I tried pasta. It didn't work for me. Mm-mm. Can't eat that. Even though it's soft, I can't eat it. It's just too much. It swells up in, you know, pasta, bread. It swells up into the stomach and it's not a good thing. It could clog your stomach up and that, you don't want that. So I have not eaten any bread. I'm pleasantly shocked and surprised, but I have not tapped into that. But I do snack on chips here and there. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I still see a fat girl. I still see this person, you know, that, you know, my husband tell me like, babe, you losing weight. People at work, you losing weight. I can see any effects. I can see it here. I can do this. And my clothes is falling off. My uniform is falling off of me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm happy and I'm excited. But at the same time, it's like I still got this goal that I'm trying to reach. And I'm like, I'm scared I'm gonna fuck up. You know, I'm scared. I'm really scared. But I have people at my job that cheer me on, that make me feel wonderful, make me feel blessed. And I'm happy about that. I'm so happy about that because it's hard to find people that genuinely like you and genuinely, you know, they're sincere about things that they really are genuinely sincere about. Like, for instance, my thing of it is that I'm learning now that this is a new path for me. I don't want nobody that can't add value to my life. I don't want nobody like that. I mean, I want to be able to add value to your life, even if it's just that I'm joking and playing with you and we cool and I can make you laugh and you can talk to me about anything. I want to be that type of person. I don't want to be a type of person that can't add value to your life. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm getting off subject, but it's a young lady that I work with. And, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things about her. And, you know, when I used to work for this company in the past, I used to kind of like just keep my distance. And I kept my distance because of what people had said. And I said, you know what, when she came into our building, our location, it was like, oh, here you go, this and this and that. So guess what I did? I said, you know what, I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see how she is. And lo and behold, you know, I've heard certain things that she said about me and different things. But I'm going to be cordial with her. I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to be evil. I separated myself from her. Hi, bye. Hey, girl, what's up? Mm-hmm, boop, boop. You know, keep it moving. I'm not finna play the fake with you. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, when you go through a journey like this, you want to have positive people in your life. Like I told y'all before in the other episodes, that I didn't even tell my family. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell them because negative Nellies. You know, the first soon as you get into an argument with your little fat little sister that didn't lose weight, who's struggling with her weight, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, oh, the reason why you was able to lose weight is because you had that surgery. If you didn't have that surgery, you wouldn't have been able to lose weight. True indeed. That's why I had the fucking surgery. See? Okay. Now, boom. Who you thought you was blowing up? Exactly. But, I just wanted to tap in with my listeners, and I just want to say I appreciate to the few people that do listen to me every day or every once in a while. I appreciate it because I really want to do this one day, and this helps me practice. This helps me do what I have to do to get to that next level. So as long as y'all keep listening and hitting me up, I appreciate the love and support. So, you know, if you have a friend or, you know, somebody in your family that's thinking about, you know, having surgery, you know, you can send me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But I got I say I gotta hunt some. I was 49. I say I got about 90 some more pounds to go to get to the ideal weight that I want to get to. So I'm just truly blessed to have a husband to love me unconditionally, love me for my flaws and all, you know. So as that's been said, I know I probably didn't speak too much on a lot of things, but as far as the weight loss surgery, I'm just telling you that you're gonna have doubts. You're gonna go through a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. So if you're getting this surgery for all the wrong reasons, it's not gonna be the way you want it to be. If you don't have a support system like a husband that's gonna support you, that's not gonna say negative things to you, like, why are you getting this surgery? Why this? And no matter how, like, I think a lot of older men say that to their wives, especially ones that's like in their 50s and 60s, you know, and they used to a certain condition. They don't wanna lose what they got. So if you're getting a surgery, get it for your health. Don't get it for because you want to be a bad bitch in the summer, okay? So, this is Coco Red. I'm signing off. I appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate everything, you know, that Anchor has provided for everybody out here, because, I mean, hey, it's hard to get a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, Anchor has provided that for us, and you get a little change if you get your advertisement going and different things like that. So hey, just keep going, and this is Coco Red signing off. I'll speak to you next time. Peace out. What up, this is Coco Red with your daily diary news. Well, today, I know it's been a while since I recorded something, but I've been busy working and trying to maintain this diet, this new lifestyle that they like to call, the doctors like to call. It's a new lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I had some hit and misses. I had some trials and some errors, and I just, you know, when I went back to work on March the 11th, I was greeted with so much love, you guys. I was greeted with so much love. And you know, it made me feel so awesome. But, you know, my husband had to say, did they throw you a party? Did they give you cars? I mean, it's not about that sometimes. I go off of energy, me personally. Because if somebody, you know, want to do something for you, they're going to do it. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But anyway, my journey, I've lost, you guys, since my surgery was January the 28th, and I've lost 45 pounds. I'll say limbo land, you know, how the weight goes up and down, but I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I lost 45 pounds. And, you know, like I said, this is for people who are thinking about getting weight loss surgery. The ugly, the good, the bad, I'm going to keep it real with you, because nobody kept it real with me. And you can go on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying there's no people out on YouTube that's going to tell you, but I'm going to just tell you like this. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you start venturing into eating food. It is hard because certain things will not agree with you. And I think on purpose, I think the doctors, this is just my opinion. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the doctors make your pouch a little bit smaller so your ass will not fuck up. Okay, just keep it a funky with you. Okay, because I thought that I can celebrate, you know, my victory of losing the weight. I went to this place in College Park. It's called Crab Pot. It's all located off of Old National, next door to Grown Folks. If you ever in Atlanta and you go to College Park or Old National, area code 30349. I think that you should try. They have seafood that's really good. They have neck bones. They have, like, seasoned that floor. It's a Florida style type place or whatever. And my ass was, you know, crazy. I went crazy. I went crazy. I went like a crazy woman. I was like, I'm going to get me some neck bones seasoned with the garlic butter. I give me some potatoes. Oh, I can eat the potatoes. The meat is really tender. They fall off the bone meat. I can eat that. That can go down this beautiful throat of mine. And I won't have an issue. No, not lies. Okay. So, that people that are familiar with dumping or anything like that. Oh my God. When I tell you, like I said, I'm still learning. You know, we all as human beings, we eat, talk, swallow. We probably take one bite and you swallowing food and you taking the next bite without even getting half of the other food down your throat. That's how it would happen. I was so excited. I didn't, you know, take my time. And then this is the second thing. Once I start eating, I start getting nauseous. So I forgot to take my nauseous medicine. I started getting nauseous, started eating it. Felt like I was about to throw up. So I had to slow it down. Then after that, I started eating. Then it started going into my system. And it was like, I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I hated everything there is to know about food. I did not want. I was like about to cry. I was telling my husband, I don't ever want to eat food again. This ain't fair. I hate this. I got to make myself throw up because it's killing me. My stomach is hurting very bad. It felt like I just was just like, and I felt like I only took a few bites. So I set my tray of crab legs to the side. I'm like, I'm eating this shit tomorrow. Now, the crab legs and shrimp, I can eat that. I don't know why, but I can eat that. But I don't know what happened. Like, really, yo, I do not know what happened. It's like, if that was it. It's like, you know, my issue is that the doctors tell you to drink at least 64 ounces of water. And I drink water all day. I drink water to the point where my stomach is full and I'm like, it's hurting. That's how much water I drink. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I try not. Now, you got to be careful because I was pre-diabetic. I was a diabetic and you know what I'm saying? And your symptoms tend to diminish a little bit because you're not putting as much sugar and different things into your body. But you still have to watch that because I was on an icy rampage. I was just like things that I just felt like if I can't have this, then I can have that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, trial and error, you're going to go through it until you get this shit right because it's not a game. You're not going to be able to eat the things that you want to do. You know, you're not going to be able to eat the things that you love. You're not going to be able to have the things that you want. Like pasta. I tried pasta. It didn't work for me. Can't eat that. Even though it's soft, I can't eat it. It's just too much. It swells up in, you know, pasta, bread. It swells up into the stomach and it's not a good thing. It could clog your stomach up and that, you don't want that. So I have not eaten any bread. I'm pleasantly shocked and surprised, but I have not tapped into that. But I do snack on chips here and there. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I still see a fat girl. I still see this person, you know, that, you know, my husband tell me like, babe, you losing weight. People at work, you losing weight. I can see any effects. I can see it here. I can do this. And my clothes is falling off. My uniform is falling off of me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm happy and I'm excited. But at the same time, it's like I still got this goal that I'm trying to reach. And I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to fuck up. You know, I'm scared. I'm really scared. But I have people at my job that cheer me on, that make me feel wonderful, make me feel blessed. And I'm happy about that. I'm so happy about that because it's hard to find people to genuinely like you and genuinely, you know, they're sincere about things that they really are genuinely sincere about. Like, for instance, my thing of it is that I'm learning now that this is a new path for me. I don't want nobody that can't add value to my life. I don't want nobody like that. I mean, I want to be able to add value to your life, even if it's just that I'm joking and playing with you and we cool and I can make you laugh and you can talk to me about anything. I want to be that type of person. I don't want to be a type of person that can't add value to your life. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm getting off subject, but it's a young lady that I work with. And, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things about her. And, you know, when I used to work for this company in the past, I used to kind of like just keep my distance. And I kept my distance because of what people had said. And I said, you know what? When she came into our building, our location, it was like, oh, here you go, this and this and that. So guess what I did? I said, you know what? I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see how she is. And lo and behold, you know, I've heard certain things that she said about me and different things. But I'm going to be cordial with her. I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to be evil. I separated myself from her. Hi, bye. Hey, girl, what's up? Mm-hmm, whoop, whoop. You know, keep it moving. I'm not finna play the fake with you. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, when you go through a journey like this, you want to have positive people in your life. Like I told y'all before in the other episodes, that I didn't even tell my family. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell them because negative Nellies. You know, the first soon as you get into an argument with your little fat little sister that didn't lose weight, who's struggling with her weight, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, oh, the reason why you was able to lose weight is because you had that surgery. If you didn't have that surgery, you wouldn't have been able to lose weight. True indeed. That's why I had the fucking surgery. See? Okay. Now, boom. Who you thought you was blowing up? Exactly. But, I just wanted to tap in with my listeners. And I just want to say I appreciate to the few people that do listen to me every day or every once in a while. I appreciate it because I really want to do this one day. And this helps me practice. This helps me do what I have to do to get to that next level. So as long as y'all keep listening and hitting me up, I appreciate the love and support. So, you know, if you have a friend or you know somebody in your family that's thinking about, you know, having surgery, you know, you can send me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But I got about 90 some more pounds to go to get to the ideal weight that I want to get to. So I'm just truly blessed to have a husband that loves me unconditionally, love me for my flaws and all, you know. So as that's been said, I know I probably didn't speak too much on a lot of things, but as far as the weight loss surgery, I'm just telling you that you're going to have doubts. You're going to go through a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. So if you're getting this surgery for all the wrong reasons, it's not going to be the way you want it to be. If you don't have a support system like a husband that's going to support you, that's not going to say negative things to you, like, why are you getting this surgery? Why this? And no matter how, I think a lot of older men say that to their wives, especially ones that's like in their 50s and 60s, you know, and they used to a certain condition. They don't want to lose what they got. So if you're getting a surgery, get it for your health. Don't get it for because you want to be a bad bitch in the summer. Okay? So, this is Coco Red. I'm signing off. I appreciate my listeners and I appreciate everything, you know, that Anchor has provided for everybody out here because, I mean, hey, it's hard to get a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, Anchor has provided that for us and you get a little change if you get your advertisement going and different things like that. So, hey, just keep going. And this is Coco Red signing off. I'll speak to you next time. Peace out. What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Well, today, I know it's been a while since I recorded something, but I've been busy working and trying to maintain this diet, this new lifestyle that they like to call, the doctors like to call. It's a new lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I had some hit and misses. I had some trials and some errors. And I just, you know, when I went back to work on March the 11th, I was greeted with so much love, you guys. I was greeted with so much love. And you know, it made me feel so awesome. But, you know, my husband had to say, did they throw you a party? Did they give you cars? I mean, it's not about that sometimes. I go off of energy, me personally. Because if somebody, you know, want to do something for you, they're going to do it. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But anyway, my journey. I've lost, you guys, since my surgery was January the 28th, and I've lost 45 pounds, I'll say. Limbo land, you know how the weight goes up and down, but I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I lost 45 pounds. And, you know, like I said, this is for people who are thinking about getting weight loss surgery. The ugly, the good, the bad, I'm going to keep it real with you because nobody kept it real with me. And you can go on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying there's no people out on YouTube that's going to tell you, but I'm going to just tell you like this. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you start venturing into eating food. It is hard because certain things will not agree with you. And I think on purpose, I think the doctors, this is just my opinion. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the doctors make your pouch a little bit smaller so your ass will not fuck up. Okay? Just keep it a funky with you. Okay? Because I thought that I can celebrate, you know, my victory of losing the weight. I went to this place in College Park. It's called Crab Pot. It's all located off of Old National next door to Grown Folks. If you ever in Atlanta and you go to College Park or Old National, area code 30349, I think that you should try. They have seafood that's really good. They have neck bones. They have like seasoned that floor. It's a Florida style type place or whatever. And my ass was, you know, crazy. I went crazy. I went like a crazy woman. I was like, I'm going to give me some neck bones seasoned with the garlic butter. I give me some potatoes. Oh, I can eat the potatoes. The meat is really tender. They fall off the bone meat. I can eat that. That can go down this beautiful throat of mine. And I won't have an issue. No, not lies. Okay. So, that people that are familiar with dumping or anything like that. Oh my God. When I tell you, like I said, I'm still learning. You know, we all as human beings, we eat, talk, swallow. We probably take one bite and you swallowing food and you taking the next bite without even getting half of the other food down your throat. That's how it would happen. I was so excited. I didn't, you know, take my time. And then this is the second thing. Once I start eating, I start getting nauseous. So I forgot to take my nauseous medicine. I started getting nauseous, started eating it. Felt like I was about to throw up. So I had to slow it down. Then after that, I started eating it. Then it started going into my system. And it was like, I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I hated everything there is to know about food. I did not want. I was like about to cry. I was telling my husband, I don't ever want to eat food again. This ain't fair. I hate this. I got to make myself throw up because it's killing me. My stomach is hurting very bad. It felt like I just was just like, and I felt like I only took a few bites. So I set my tray of crab legs to the side. I'm like, I'm eating this shit tomorrow. Now, the crab legs and shrimp, I can eat that. I don't know why, but I can eat that. But I don't know what happened. Like, really, yo, I do not know what happened. It's like, if that was it. It's like, you know, my issue is that the doctor tell you to drink at least 64 ounces of water. And I drink water all day. I drink water to the point where my stomach is full and I'm like, it's hurting. That's how much water I drink. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I try not. Now, you got to be careful because I was pre-diabetic. I was a diabetic and you know what I'm saying? And your symptoms tend to diminish a little bit because you're not putting as much sugar and different things into your body. But you still have to watch that because I was on an icy rampage. I was just like things that I just felt like if I can't have this, then I can have that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, trial and error, you're going to go through it until you get this shit right because it's not a game. You're not going to be able to eat the things that you want to do. You know, you're not going to be able to eat the things that you love. You're not going to be able to have the things that you want. Like pasta. I tried pasta. It didn't work for me. Can't eat that. Even though it's soft, I can't eat it. It's just too much. It swells up in, you know, pasta, bread. It swells up into the stomach and it's not a good thing. It could clog your stomach up and that, you don't want that. So I have not eaten any bread. I'm pleasantly shocked and surprised, but I have not tapped into that. But I do snack on chips here and there. I'm not gonna lie to you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I still see a fat girl. I still see this person, you know, that, you know, my husband tell me, like, babe, you losing weight. People at work, you losing weight. I can see it in your face. I can see it here. I can do this. And my clothes are falling off. My uniform is falling off of me. And, you know what I'm saying? And I'm happy and I'm excited. But at the same time, it's like I still got this goal that I'm trying to reach. And I'm like, I'm scared I'm going to fuck up, you know? I'm scared. I'm really scared. But I have people at my job that cheer me on, that make me feel wonderful, make me feel blessed. And I'm happy about that. I'm so happy about that because it's hard to find people to genuinely like you and genuinely, you know, they're sincere about things that they really are genuinely sincere about. Like, for instance, my thing of it is that I'm learning now that this is a new path for me. I don't want nobody that can't add value to my life. I don't want nobody like that. I mean, I want to be able to add value to your life, even if it's just that I'm joking and playing with you and we cool and I can make you laugh and you can talk to me about anything. I want to be that type of person. I don't want to be a type of person that can't add value to your life. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm getting off subject, but it's a young lady that I work with. And, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things about her. And, you know, when I used to work for this company in the past, I used to kind of like just keep my distance. And I kept my distance because of what people had said. And I said, you know what, when she came into our building, our location, it was like, oh, here you go, this and this and that. So guess what I did? I said, you know what, I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see how she is. And lo and behold, you know, I've heard certain things that she said about me and different things. But I'm going to be cordial with her. I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to be evil. I separated myself from her. Hi, bye. Hey, girl, what's up? Mm-hmm, whoop, whoop. You know, keep it moving. I'm not finna play the fake with you. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, when you go through a journey like this, you want to have positive people in your life. Like I told y'all before in the other episodes, that I didn't even tell my family. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell them because negative Nellies. You know, the first soon as you get into an argument with your little fat little sister that didn't lose weight, who's struggling with her weight, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, oh, the reason why you was able to lose weight is because you had that surgery. If you didn't have that surgery, you wouldn't have been able to lose weight. True indeed. That's why I had the fucking surgery. See? Okay. Now, boom. Who you thought you was blowing up? Exactly. But, I just wanted to tap in with my listeners. And I just want to say I appreciate to the few people that do listen to me every day or every once in a while. I appreciate it because I really want to do this one day. And this helps me practice. This helps me do what I have to do to get to that next level. So as long as y'all keep listening and hitting me up, I appreciate the love and support. So, you know, if you have a friend or, you know, somebody in your family that's thinking about, you know, having surgery, you know, you can send me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But I got 49. I say I got about 90 some more pounds to go to get to the ideal weight that I want to get to. So, I'm just truly blessed to have a husband to love me unconditionally, love me for my flaws and all, you know. So, as that's been said, I know I probably didn't speak too much on a lot of things, but as far as the weight loss surgery, I'm just telling you that you're gonna have doubts. You're gonna go through a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. So if you're getting this surgery for all the wrong reasons, it's not gonna be the way you want it to be. If you don't have a support system like a husband that's gonna support you, that's not gonna say negative things to you, like why are you getting this surgery? Why this? And no matter how, I think a lot of older men say that to their wives, especially ones that's like in their 50s and 60s, you know, and they're used to a certain condition. They don't wanna lose what they got. So if you're getting a surgery, get it for your health. Don't get it for because you want to be a bad bitch in the summer. Okay? So, This is Coco Red. I'm signing off. I appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate everything, you know, that Anchor has provided for everybody out here, because, I mean, hey, it's hard to get a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, Anchor has provided that for us, and you get a little change if you get your advertisement going and different things like that. So, hey, just keep going, and this is Coco Red signing off. I'll speak to you next time. Peace out. What up, what up? This is Coco Red with your Daily Diary News. Well, today, I know it's been a while since I recorded something, but I've been busy working and trying to maintain this diet, this new lifestyle that they like to call, the doctors like to call. It's a new lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I had some hit and misses. I had some trials and some errors. And I just, you know, when I went back to work on March the 11th, I was greeted with so much love, you guys. I was greeted with so much love. And you know, it made me feel so awesome. But, you know, my husband had to say, did they throw you a party? Did they give you cars? I mean, it's not about that sometimes. I go off of energy, me personally. Because if somebody, you know, want to do something for you, they're going to do it. You know, so that's just how I look at it. But anyway, my journey, I've lost, you guys, since my surgery was January the 28th. And I've lost 45 pounds. I say limbo land, you know how the weight goes up and down. But I'm going to go ahead and claim it. I lost 45 pounds. And, you know, like I said, this is for people who are thinking about getting weight loss surgery. The ugly, the good, the bad, I'm going to keep it real with you, because nobody kept it real with me. And you can go on YouTube and all this kind of stuff. I'm not saying there's no people out on YouTube that's going to tell you, but I'm going to just tell you like this. It is hard. It is hard, especially when you start venturing into eating food. It is hard because certain things will not agree with you. And I think on purpose, I think the doctors, this is just my opinion, I don't know if it's true or not, but I think the doctors make your pouch a little bit smaller so your ass will not fuck up. Okay? Just keep it a funky with you. Okay? Because I thought that I can celebrate, you know, my victory of losing the weight. I went to this place in College Park. It's called Crab Pot. It's all located off of Old National, next door to Grown Folks. If you ever in Atlanta and you go to College Park or Old National, area code 30349. I think that you should try to have seafood that's really good. They have neck bones. They have, like, seasoned that floor. It's a Florida-style type place or whatever. And my ass was, you know, crazy. I went crazy. I went like a crazy woman. I was like, I'm going to get me some neck bones seasoned with the garlic butter. I give me some potatoes. Oh, I can eat the potatoes. The meat is really tender. They fall off the bone meat. I can eat that. That can go down this beautiful throat of mine. And I won't have an issue. No, not lies. Okay. So, that people that are familiar with dumping or anything like that. Oh my God. When I tell you, like I said, I'm still learning. You know, we all as human beings, we eat, talk, swallow. We probably take one bite and you swallowing food and you taking the next bite without even getting half of the other food down your throat. That's how it would happen. I was so excited. I didn't, you know, take my time. And then this is the second thing. Once I start eating, I start getting nauseous. So I forgot to take my nauseous medicine. I start getting nauseous, started eating it. Felt like I was about to throw up. So I had to slow it down. Then after that, I started eating, and then it started going into my system, and it was like, I felt like I was going to die. I felt like I hated everything there is to know about food. I did not want, I was like about to cry. I was telling my husband, I don't ever want to eat food again. This ain't fair. I hate this. I got to make myself throw up because it's not, it's killing me. My stomach is hurting very bad. It felt like I just was just like, and I felt like I only took a few bites. So I set my tray of crab legs to the side. I'm like, I'm eating this shit tomorrow. Now the crab legs and shrimp, I can eat that. I don't know why, but I can eat that. But I don't know what happened. Like, really, yo, I do not know what happened. It's like, if that was it. It's like, you know, my issue is that they doctors tell you to drink at least 64 ounces of water. And I drink water all day. I drink water to the point where my stomach is full and I'm like, it's hurting. That's how much water I drink. I'm not bullshitting you guys. I try not. Now you gotta be careful because I was pre-diabetic I was a diabetic, and you know what I'm saying, and your symptoms tend to diminish a little bit because you're not putting as much sugar and different things into your body, but you still have to watch that because I was on an icy rampage. I was just like things that I just felt like if I can't have this, then I can have that. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, trial and error, you're going to go through it until you get this shit right because it's not a game. You're not going to be able to eat the things that you want to do, you know, and you're not going to be able to eat the things that you love. You're not going to be able to have the things that you want. Like pasta. I tried pasta. It didn't work for me. Mm-mm. Can't eat that. Even though it's soft, I can't eat it. It's just too much. It swells up in, you know, pasta, bread. It swells up into the stomach and it's not a good thing. It could clog your stomach up and that, you don't want that. So I have not eaten any bread. I'm pleasantly shocked and surprised, but I have not tapped into that. But I do snack on chips here and there, I'm not gonna lie to you. But I just want to let you know that, you know, I look at myself in the mirror and I still see a fat girl. I still see this person, you know, that, you know, my husband tell me like, babe, you losing weight. People at work, you losing weight. I can see any effects. I can see it here. I can do this. And my clothes is falling off. My uniform is falling off of me. And you know what I'm saying? I'm happy and I'm excited. But at the same time, it's like I still got this goal that I'm trying to reach. And I'm like, I'm scared I'm gonna fuck up. You know, I'm scared. I'm really scared. But I have people at my job that cheer me on, that make me feel wonderful, make me feel blessed. And I'm happy about that. I'm so happy about that because it's hard to find people that genuinely like you and genuinely, you know, they're sincere about things that they really are genuinely sincere about. Like, for instance, my thing of it is that I'm learning now that this is a new path for me. I don't want nobody that can't add value to my life. I don't want nobody like that. I mean, I want to be able to add value to your life, even if it's just that I'm joking and playing with you and we cool and I can make you laugh and you can talk to me about anything. I want to be that type of person. I don't want to be a type of person that can't add value to your life. Like, for instance, I mean, I'm getting off subject, but it's a young lady that I work with, and, you know, a lot of people said a lot of things about her, and, you know, when I used to work for this company in the past, I used to kind of, like, just keep my distance, and I kept my distance because of what people had said, and I said, you know what, when she came into our building, our location, it was like, oh, here you go, this and this and that. So guess what I did? I said, you know what, I'm going to give her a chance. I'm going to see how she is. And lo and behold, you know, I've heard certain things that she said about me and different things. But I'm going to be cordial with her. I'm going to be cordial. I'm not going to be evil. I separated myself from her. Hi, bye. Hey, girl, what's up? Mm-hmm, boop, boop. You know, keep it moving. I'm not finna play the fake with you. I'm not going to do that. So, you know, when you go through a journey like this, you want to have positive people in your life. Like I told y'all before in the other episodes, that I didn't even tell my family. I didn't tell my sister. I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell them because negative Nellies. You know, the first soonest you get into an argument with your little fat little sister that didn't lose weight, who's struggling with her weight, you know what I'm saying? The first thing, oh, the reason why you was able to lose weight is because you had that surgery. If you didn't have that surgery, you wouldn't have been able to lose weight. True indeed. That's why I had the fucking surgery. See? Okay. Now, boom. Who you thought you was blowing up? Exactly. But, I just wanted to tap in with my listeners, and I just want to say I appreciate to the few people that do listen to me every day or every once in a while. I appreciate it because I really want to do this one day, and this helps me practice. This helps me do what I have to do to get to that next level. So as long as y'all keep listening and hitting me up, I appreciate the love and support. So, you know, if you have a friend or, you know, somebody in your family that's thinking about, you know, having surgery, you know, you can send me a question and I will answer it to the best of my ability. But I got about 90 some more pounds to go to get to the ideal weight that I want to get to. So I'm just truly blessed to have a husband to love me unconditionally, love me for my flaws and all, you know. So as that's been said, I know I probably didn't speak too much on a lot of things, but as far as the weight loss surgery, I'm just telling you that you're gonna have doubts. You're gonna go through a roller coaster, emotional roller coaster. So if you're getting this surgery for all the wrong reasons, it's not gonna be the way you want it to be. If you don't have a support system like a husband that's gonna support you, that's not gonna say negative things to you, like, why are you getting this surgery? Why this? And no matter how, like, I think a lot of older men say that to their wives, especially ones that's like in their 50s and 60s, you know, and they used to a certain condition. They don't want to lose what they got. So if you're getting a surgery, get it for your health. Don't get it for because you want to be a bad bitch in the summer. Okay? So, this is Coco Red. I'm signing off. I appreciate my listeners, and I appreciate everything, you know, that Anchor has provided for everybody out here, because, I mean, hey, it's hard to get a podcast, you know what I'm saying? So, Anchor has provided that for us, and you get a little change if you get your advertisement going and different things like that. So, hey, just keep going, and this is Coco Red signing off. I'll speak to you next time. Peace out.